Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with Manchester United, ahead of the clash with Brighton and Hove Albion in the Premier League tonight. We'll hear from Simon, Moni Moni, Jordan, Danny Murphy, as well as Dean Ashton. But first is the interim manager, Ralphie. He admitted he needs to work on the mentality of his players who are struggling to hold on to leads in matches.
There are two things. Number one is we have to be, well, more effective to score a second and a third goal and just kill the game off. This is number one. And I think we had enough, we create enough chances to do that. But even if this does not happen, then just stick to the game plan, stay solid, stay tactically disciplined. And this is the other issue that we have to achieve. And this is what I mean by taking the next step.
And history is repeating itself once again, with Manchester United taking a lead in the first half and very quickly succumbing to an equaliser in the second.
But obviously, if you concede that goal, and you should have been like at Burnley or against Middlesbrough or even now against Southampton, we could have been 2-3-0 up against Southampton, but we weren't. And if you then concede an early goal into the second half, I think everybody can understand that this affects also, the confidence of the players.
I've been watching United a lot since he's been in, and they're getting worse, not better. It looks a bit too much for him. I don't see enough leadership. Why wouldn't you come out as a manager and provide simple clarity on the Lingard situation, on the Martial? If he's saying one thing, he's got to be sure. Then he's backtracking. I don't even know what really got... We still don't know who's right and wrong.
Ralph is a complete imposter at the football club. I don't know what this guy is doing there. He looks like a school teacher on the sideline. I mean, I remember having someone like him manage me at Dartford District. You know, it was that bad.
You can't tell me that overnight these players are just bad players, and then when they maybe go away with their country, they're good players. Or a new manager would come in and suddenly that player looks better. It's because of the mentality of players, a very herd mentality, and it can affect other players if you're lacking confidence. So that's the big issue at the moment, is that they haven't got, I think, very many mentally strong players.
I mean, the players have seen right through this guy. It's embarrassing to even watch him on the sideline. Get a proper manager in there, a top manager in there. I guarantee you, you're going to see better performances.
Yeah, you can get rid of the manager, but they'll need more than a manager. I think they need a plan. They need a plan about how they're going to get this team ethic that they used to have. Because Man United, if you looked at the system that they used to play, everybody worked their socks off.
But Old Trafford is fast becoming the theatre of broken dreams.
I could have done 20 different incidences of players not willing to do very simple things, which is tracking runners, winning a tackle, trying to do normal things that any football team across the country would do. They don't do it. The reason they don't do it is because there's no repercussions for not doing it, and he's not on them for not doing it. He's out of his depth.
I'll have a wager with you that this guy will do more than you think he'll do. I think he'll beat Atletico Madrid in the Champions League, and I think they'll do something. I think they'll finish fourth in the league. Irrespective of how they get there and how clunky they are, and what they'll do is they'll have a clean out. And people like Pogba that are no longer part of the bigger picture.
It won't be because
of
Ranić.
Sancho that are getting found out for they're not Premier League top quality.
To keep it simple, you back Ranić, Simon.
I do.
You don't, Danny.
If they finish in the top four, it won't be because of him, be in spite of him.
Now, it was the third successive Premier League defeat for Antonio Conte's Spurs side as Wolves beat them at the weekend. Danny Murphy used to play for the club, thinks the players aren't good enough for their manager. But first, his former Spurs midfielder, Jamie O'Hara, going into a Jamie O'Hara-style meltdown over their recent form, which is surprising, because it wasn't that long ago he said, we're back. Back from what? I'm still not sure.
Honestly, it's so frustrating. Ben Davies turns his back 4 or 5 times when Wolves are attacking, and you're turning your back. John Terry would watch that game and go, oh my Lord, what is this? That man would put his head on the chopping block to stop the ball going in his net. Wolves keep clean sheets this season, and they've been excellent at it, because every single player in that side is organised in defence, and they know how to keep clean sheets, and they'll die for the team to keep the ball out of their net. It's a meltdown! It's a meltdown! Spurs, have a shot, have a cross, they'd gone, bend one into the 6-yard box. It doesn't matter, we'll deal with it. No! Stop the crosses. Stop shots at source. Stop letting the ball go into your box so easily. And that's how you keep clean sheets, and that's how you get results. You can't score goals and expect to win games when you're giving away cheap goals every single week. This is Tottenham. Come on!
I think that we have to be realistic to understand which is our position. You have to work a lot to fight for targets that, in my opinion, in this moment, are not realistic.
Since he's gone in there, Conte, the sprints, the physical output, the distance covered has gone through the roof. So he's creating a better work ethic, and they're responding to that. But the results come with extra quality as well as work ethic.
So they're not good enough.
You can't just... Correct. No. You can't just
That's
run...
That's the bottom line. They're not good enough.
They're not good enough.
You can't just run more and be better.
Lucas Moura with his left foot puts it into the bottom right-hand corner. Tottenham are in the final. It's another English miracle.
The Champions League run, including very, very... for me, joyous but lucky victories over Manchester City and Ajax, was itself illusory, because Spurs had already started to decline. Their great team of 16, 17, 18. They didn't win, but was a great team. The best of my time of watching Spurs, and that includes the ones that won a load of trophies. They just did not buy the players to refresh that squad. They kept saying, well, we can't improve the first 11. I had some sympathy with that. Walker and Rose were the best pair of fullbacks probably in European football. Vertonghen and Alderweireld, who are you going to get to improve on those? Maybe Van Dijk, if you thought about it. Dembele for 2 seasons was as good as anybody in midfield, and on it went. But the fact of the matter is, successful clubs do turn their staff over. It doesn't mean you have to sell your best players, but you do have to put pressure on the other ones in the team. They didn't do it.
It feels like they are basically a lovely little haven for rejected massive club players. So the likes... the two boys that have just come in from Juve, like Reguilón that's come in from Real Madrid. You know, that's what it feels like. Mm. Rather than it going out and having people, you know, earmark and spot super talented players to come in and improve, it really doesn't feel like that.
On now to Man City boss, Pep Guardiola, ahead of the Champions League tie against Sporting Lisbon.
Oi, Goldstein, you just pronounced Sporting,
yeah? Shut your face. Anyway, it's live on TalkSport tonight. Pep said that he does not get annoyed about the constant questions regarding winning the competition with City, which is why we kept asking him. And he's right, he didn't.
Havertz got it round the goalkeeper, taps it in! Chelsea lead Manchester City in the 2021 Champions League final!
Ian, you can ask whatever you want, as many times as you want, so no problem. It's a bother me, no, don't bother me, but that means we are here. So we are in the Champions League. It's an honor, a pleasure to travel to Portugal to try to compete well and try to win the game, and waiting when they are coming here. On the pitch, on the grass, will dictate our chances. The rest, just speculations like for open, for read, for right, for, you know, to waste our time is okay. But as much we want, as much we don't want, at the end is the players on the pitch. The rest, okay, we can talk whatever you want.
Now, Newcastle defender Kieran Trippier fractured a foot in Sunday's Premier League win over Aston Villa. Danny Murphy says Newcastle continue their good form without him. Do you remember, it wasn't that long ago everyone called him Kieran Trippier? And all of a sudden he went Trippier. What happened to the A? Hey?
It's Kieran Trippier. Oh, it's in!
I don't think it helps them losing him because of his calmness, his quality and his leadership qualities, but ultimately, they've given themselves a nice cushion now to give themselves a really good platform to go on and play with a bit more freedom and a bit less nervousness as each game goes by. Now they've got that comfort and that cushion. What is it, 4 points, I think? It's a blow, but it's not the be-all and the end-all, because they've got other players who they've signed. They've got other players now who are getting into the mindset of Eddie's philosophy, if you like, understanding how he wants to play.
Now, the countdown to Amir Khan and Kell Brook's long-awaited grudge match is underway this Saturday from 7:30 p.m. TalkSport brings you live and exclusive coverage of the fight from Manchester. Here's the two of them on TalkSport, starting with Kell Brook.
Yeah, I'm going to smack him up. I'm really going to beat him.
No, that was just me doing a Kell Brook impression, which was appalling. We're actually going to start with Amir Khan, claiming he's in Brook's head rent-free.
There's no love between us. And, you know, obviously I've been in Kell's head for the last 10 years. I think he owes me some rent there. I mean, it's come to that stage now where obviously everywhere we were going, people were just talking about this fight. I have to now put him in his place. End of the day, look, that respect's always going to be there after the fight and we can be friends. And maybe I think he does seem like a nice guy where we can maybe have a coffee together one day and a chit chat. Obviously, now it's a bit too soon to say, you know, where things are going to go. But look, all I wish Kell is all the very best in this fight. And like I said, the best man will win. But we're going to give the fight fans a massive fight come on the weekend, you know, because this is a fight that has been well overdue. And I think it's going to be a cracker.
I don't like the guy. You know, I don't like him. And that's perfect for this fight. I don't want to like him. You know, I dislike him. I feel that he's not giving me the respect, you know, I deserve. That's where it is. You know, I don't like him. And I'm going to be able to punch him in the face, aren't I, in so many days. So I can let that frustration out on him.
And if you like your fighting, check out TalkSport's Fight Night Boxing Podcast. Now, as you mentioned a little earlier, or I did, there's no we here, Brighton travel to Old Trafford to take on Manchester United tonight. We'll hear from the gaffer, Graham Potter, shortly. But first is Adam Lallana saying nice things about his boss.
Graham's absolutely brilliant. He's been fantastic with me since day one, since I walked through the door. And, you know, he's a big part in, you know, me sustaining my fitness and kind of giving me kind of a different schedule to a lot of the other boys at times. Yeah, as I said, we're in a great position now where, you know, we don't have the pressure of playing with relegation week in, week out on our backs, kind of. So we can free up a little bit, and hopefully with that we can take our performances to the next level again.
The target in terms of where we are at the end of the season isn't something that we think about. It's more about focusing on the next match. And that sounds boring, but that's what we do. And it's been the same for the last couple of years. I mean, it's nice that we're not in that bottom end shake-up, if you like, at the moment. So that's nice. That gives us all a different feeling, and we should at least enjoy that. But I think you're mistaken if you think that you start to worry about what might happen in May, and we're in February and we've got a lot of games and a lot of points to play for. So our focus is on that, and just obviously we have a tough game on Tuesday night, and we'll do our best to go there and perform well, because you need to if you want to get any points.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. From 7 o'clock, it's Sporting Lisbon. I told you, shut up, against Man City. Champions League, round of 16, first leg, presented by Adrian Durham. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today at 4 p.m. alongside Jason Moonface Cundy. Oh, that's going to be good. There will, of course, be another one. This is Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.